Maharaj is reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, written by Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad, and he's reading for the last 3 days about Sadhusanga, its importance, and how rare it is to have bona fide Sadhusanga, or Sadhusanga of such a high quality, and how special are the saintly people, and who actually are called Mahat Purush, Mahapurush, who are these people. So this topic is continued, and in this topic today he is continuing it. He is telling about Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad. His pranam mantra is Vairagya Yuk Bhakti Rasam Prayatneer Payan Maam Nabhittu Mandham Kripam Vudhidhya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Mashyami. In his pranam mantra itself, it said that Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is making us drink this nectar of bhakti ras. With what? It is also having this bitter vairagya yuga. Vairagya means detachment, renunciation. It is mixed with this detachment. So he is making us drink this because nobody wants to drink this bitter thing that he is making us drink. So he is so merciful. He is the ocean of mercy. Kripamdu Vidya is ocean of mercy. So we go down to such merciful Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad and beg for his causeless mercy. Now, how we can understand that he has made us drink it? How we can see that? To know about bhakti rasa is one thing. To experience it, to realize it, is another. So unless you have anubhuti, unless you have realization of it, how can you say that you have really drunk it and you have made you drink this bitter, this bhakti rasa, having this bitter taste of detachment also in it? Or else, other way could be, if he causelessly put his hand on our head and then say, may everything will be seen, then what to say of all this tatvajnana, the fresh flame will manifest now. So special. So this is anubhuti. This is possible.
Anubhuti?
Anubhuti means realization, experience. So this is possible if he puts his hand on our head like that. And it is very clearly mentioned here that nobody in this world till today has been benefited by any other means except sadhusanga. No person in this world. In the entire history, any people, those who have perfected themselves in the path of self-realization or spiritual life, they have done it by having sadhusanga with no other means. And it is so special. And what is the sentence that how the saintly people, they are living, how they live their life, how they are absorbed in their meditation about the pastimes of the Lord, just like one person who is blind. He doesn't have eyes, but above it also he is drinking so much liquor and he is intoxicated himself like anything. So firstly he is blind, secondly he is taking so much intoxication, now he doesn't know about his body and his clothes and anything. He is completely unaware. His clothes are falling off, he is falling into the drain, this happening, that happening. So such a pitiable condition. Similarly, these devotees who have taken intoxication of Harinam and Harikatha, they are completely absorbed and they are chanting Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna, and they are falling on the ground and then they are not knowing about their position, where they are, where their body is. So they are like this, always absorbed in that mood. This is called anubhuti. So this anubhuti is possible if saints like Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, they bestow their causeless mercy on us, upon us. And they are never disturbed. Their hearts are prashanta. Prashanta means shanta is peaceful. Shanta is deeply peaceful. It means just like the Pacific Ocean, so much big rivers coming into it, but nothing happens. The river stays, the ocean stays cool and calm. Similarly, there may be so much disturbance in the entire world, the three planetary systems, things may get destroyed or created again, but they will always stay prashant, nothing will happen to them. All the time following all the sadachar, discipline, following all the rules and regulations as prescribed by Srimad Mahaprabhu. And they will only collect artha means money. They will only collect money for to keep their body and soul together. Nothing more than that. First of all, they will not even keep that much. But even if, because we know in Kali Yuga, we can't eat without eating and we can't maintain ourselves without sleeping or putting clothes on. So they will only take as much as required to keep their body and soul together. Just basic necessities of body. They will not keep even a single penny more than that. And just like, you know, the example of Srila Thakur, when he delivered this prostitute coming to him, and then when she surrendered herself, then he made her give all her money to the people, and she came just in one like that, lifting chin. And what to say of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and all of this? They are even more distinction than others. But there is one special quality. We are hearing about this quality in the last two classes from previous days. But the main quality is that they have Sahriddhya Bhav for Krishna. Sahriddhya Bhav means well-wishing or friendly or intimate. They are very intimate with Krishna. It is just like Lokik Sadbandhu Vasvyavahar. What is this Lokik Sadbandhu Vasvyavahar? Just like we have our mundane relationships with our mother, father, lover, or etc. Like that, either they are having a parental mood for Krishna, or they are having a conjugal mood for Krishna, or a friendly mood for Krishna, and so on. Like that, they are having one of these rasas with Krishna, just like mundane relationships, Lokik Sadbandhu Vasvyavahar. And they are having this soft devotion. This is their specialty. This is the internal quality, internal sense. Rest, all the qualities will manifest automatically, will follow. We should not understand, because people today generally they have a very general understanding about bhakti. They don't know about all this secret and hidden manifold. Bhakti is manifold and they don't know the deeper truths of it. They will just consider if somebody is having so much jnana, bhagavat jnana, and they speak so much that they will say, oh, he is Mahapurush, he must have Bhakti, like that they will say. But we should not be mistaken by this idea. Unless one has realization anubhuti, we can't say that he has Bhakti. Even Krishna himself is saying to Uddhava, he is telling to Uddhava all the secrets of how he is being controlled by devotees. So here he is saying to Uddhava that, oh dear Uddhava, my dear devotees, they are nishkinchanana. They are so nishkinchan, they don't have any wealth except me. I am their only wealth. And my anurakta chetaha, their chitta, their heart is anurakta in me. Anurakta means it's completely absorbed. It's completely absorbed in me. And now, how we can say, I may say, yes, my chitta is also absorbed in Krishna. So, if anybody comes and takes out your watch from your wrist, he takes out your money from your purse, or he takes your new walking you just brought, then what will happen to you? Something will happen? Nothing will happen, because you are absorbed in Krishna. Completely, you are anurakta, your heart and chitta is anurakta.
Anurakta?
Anurakta. Anurakta. So, if this is there, then this thing will not matter. He doesn't have any awareness of this. No consciousness, any external consciousness, he doesn't have it. This is called anurakta. So his devotees are like that. Even Kanishka Vaishnavas, what to say of when you come in Madhyamadhikar? It's not easy to come to Madhyamadhikar so easily. Even Kanishka Vaishnavas also develop some qualities to some degree like this. They're not bothered with their external disturbances and happenings. What to say of these people? When they are such a level, they are Manyanurakta Chitta, then the entire planet, the whole planet may become upside down, nothing will happen to them. They will still keep following their uninterrupted continuous devotional service for Krishna, then they are called Mahapurusha. Saints of such high standard, such high elevated consciousness are called Mahapurusha or Mahapurusha, not anybody else. Not we can't give this title to even Kalishta Vaishnavas or Madhya Vaishnavas. We can't give. Because in the beginning stages, our hearts are not completely absorbed, and even they don't have complete faith in Krishna themselves. And if you put this title to them, then how can it fit in there? Not possible. And in later on stages, when they have complete faith, so they know this is the first centrum of Sharanagati, Krishna is the protector. So when they completely believe this, yes, Krishna is the protector, then no matter whatsoever happens, they will keep following. So when we have this kind of sadhu sangha, then we can have the thing, or then we can have our desired goal fulfilled. Things of such a high standard. And also, we know that bhakti mukti siddhi kami satya chant Krishna bhakti nishkama ata eva shanto. Because devotees of Krishna doesn't have any other desire except to please Krishna. That's why they are shanta. They don't have any other material desire. Whereas all these bhogis, etc., yogis, they have their other desires, so they are always pursuing. They are never shanta. But the devotees of Krishna are shanta. And so, if we compare our position with this, what is our position? We have so much desire. So much desire we have in our heart. We want this thing to happen, that thing to happen. Or we will say at least, oh, if nothing happens, at least my body should stay alright. My stomach should stay alright. Whatever it should get properly digested. Then I can do bhajan. Or like this thinking. Oh, at least I may have this much rupees that my two times need can be easily met. This is, I am not asking for more. I am asking for very little. Oh, okay. Of course I need a place to stay. The mirror will stay. One shelter should be there. This much is alright. I am not asking for much. And then on and on. And then one room comes. Well, we have to take water also. One water pot is required. Like there's so much things filled up. So how we can't call ourselves Nishkinchana. So that's why it says that have Sadhu Sangha or Mahatpurush of such a highest order in Kali Yuga is very rare. Very due to this. Very difficult. Only Chayatma means shadow. We can see somewhere some shadow of this. Not everywhere. Maybe one in the entire planet, maybe one person could be like this. It is so rare. And Nirabhiman. Nirabhiman means not having any desire of false prestige at all. No false ego. Just like Sudha Goswami is walking and there's ladies and children, they're throwing stones. There's nothing happening to me. I mean, what is our position if anybody says, Pagal, you're mental, and then we go, oh, how can you call me mental? Like that. So this is our position. Now we can understand that these devotees are special and they have vatsalya for jeev. Vatsalya means they have actual compassion for the living entity. They have the real compassion in their heart. Just like a mother and a father have for their children. Similarly, Krishna is million times more parental affection he has for the living entity. And so as this saintly people, Mahatpurush, this desire for lust doesn't even touch them at all. The heart is completely defiled of this. Whereas we have heard about Vishwamitra or even Narada or Shankar, they were even disturbed by this desire. But we knew Haridas Thakur, he was undisturbed, he could tolerate it and he could overcome this thing. We should not be mistaken about Narada also. He is one of the very prominent acharyas of our parampara, and even if he has done such incidents are there, that is just for our teaching. He is just demonstrated. He is never affected by such things at all. Not possible.
Narada.
Narada, yes. So, to serve such Mahatpurush is my desire. That's my perfection of desire, that I just want this kind of people and I may be able to serve them. That's all. And who would understand this? could understand this ananda, which is derived from serving these sensitive people. Can anybody understand this? Nobody can understand. Rupa Goswami and Loknath Goswami, you know, they are sitting 24 hours on one asana. Just one asana, they are sitting for 24 hours. And they are chanting and they are just in their meditation. And tears are falling from their eyes. And they are completely exhausted. How is it possible? What kind of satisfaction and pleasure they are driving? What kind? How it would be? See, ourselves, we are nothing. We are just starting, we are in the very beginning of it, and we have left our parents, we have left our families, and we have left completely almost all the so-called necessities of life, and we are here in this position. What to say when you are in this position? And we have left it, that means we must be driving some pleasure, some satisfaction, otherwise why we would leave this? Nobody has ordered us to leave this thing. We have left all the things out of our own free will. Just because we are driving some satisfaction and some pleasure. Now, we can imagine, or we can't imagine rather, than how, what kind of pleasure these devotees sitting on one place for 24 hours and they are driving such a pleasure. But, just like Nathan Goswami Pad, you can't explain it, they can't explain it, they can just experience it. It's difficult. It's very difficult. If we ask you, today you ate sweet rice. And the sweet rice was having this so much camp, very nice camp for it. And then later on, a sponge of gula came to you, and it was so delicious. And if I ask you how you felt after eating it, or what was the difference of the taste between the two, this one was more like this, and this is difficult to explain the taste which you had. Like that. This can't be seen. Only those people who are on this level and they're serving and they're driving this pleasure, only they can understand it. No one else can understand it. It's difficult. But we should understand, this is the mukhya lakshan. This is the main system of those who are mayi anurakta sevata. Krishna is telling the verse that their heart, their chitta is completely absorbed, completely attachment with me. This is their lakshan. This is their inner lakshan.
Yes, sarup lakshan.
Yeah, sarup lakshan is called. This is their sarup lakshan.
What is it again?
There's so much absorption is there.
Okay, heart completely.
Yes, this is there, so much absorption. This is their sarup lakshan. We should understand that while serving in this material world, the pleasure which we drive, that is not actually pleasure, that is not ananda. That is maybe just perverted or some kind of reflection of ananda, but that is not actual. For example, disciple is serving the guru. It's night time and guru is lying in his bed. And light is on off and there is no fan. So disciple, out of his own free will, just to please the guru, comes from the sea and he takes a fan and starts fanning him, or maybe giving him a massage, something like that. And he's doing that, and Guruji is waking up, and now it's half hour passed, and still doing it, and then Guruji is waking up, and another half hour passed by, and the disciple is serving, and Guruji is waking up, and Guruji is purposefully today not sleeping. And now, one and a half hour passes, the disciple is still doing it, now his hands are now becoming a bit tired and it's praying. Guruji is not sleeping. Why Guruji is not sleeping? Guruji is just getting sleep. And Guruji is making sure, let me see what he does today. And Guruji is not sleeping. And then after a little more while, he gives this out. He calls somebody else or he stays for some excuse. This happened to me, oh, I got some soap. Let me know this and that. And he just knows. Because so much time he can't do it. So, we are not experiencing that ananda which we are supposed to derive from serving such exalted personalities. Otherwise we would continue. Why would we stop it? Right? So this makes sure that we are not driving that pleasure. Why we are not driving that pleasure? Ananda. Otherwise we would definitely derive pleasure from service. Because only one who is serving, he can understand it. He can realize it and he can't explain to anybody else. And if he is doing that, he will keep it doing it continuously. And only these people can experience in this world this kind of ananda, because they are completely absorbed in Krishna. Their hearts are completely absorbed, anurakta, and they are serving there in the pastimes of Aprakrit Vrindavan Dham. follow Vrindavan Leela and their dreams of pleasure. Why? Because they don't have even tinge of any other material desire. Their heart is completely devoid of such things. That's why they are eligible to have this pleasure. And then we can see our position. And they don't expect, they don't have any expectations also from anybody. Not even liberation, what to say of any other thing. But we, on the pretext of devotional service, we start collecting so much assets in our realm, just like we said earlier. So then you say, okay, now my basic things are alright, my stomach is okay, then okay, but I definitely need one or two scriptures with me. Bhakti Samhita Sindhu should be there, Ujjwala Nilakanta should be there, two books. So I'm just saying, these books I should have because I will definitely read from that. Or then he's thinking, I will have a place to read this scriptures I should have, and proper like that. And then like that, on the pretext of this, we'll start in collections like that. And we'll just keep saying, oh, this is only, this is very much devotion, this is for the pleasure of Krishna and Guru and like that. But do we have that great desire to really serve Krishna? Do we have that? Yes, it's only simply for the pleasure of Krishna and not anything, not having any other desire. Then, if it is there, you will definitely strive that pleasure, and then you will realize it. Then you will become eligible for realizing also. Till the point we have even a little bit, even a point of a tinge of any other desire, we will not realize this thing. We should understand this. Therefore, I pray that I may have the association and I may be able to serve such Mahatpurush who are deriving this Paramananda by serving the Supreme Lord in such a deep absorption. Now, one devotee, he is coming from the state of Asakti to Bhavavastha. And now he is coming in Bhavavastha, Bhavavastha position, and Shuddha Sattva is about to come in his heart from one of the general associates of Krishna, and maybe it started coming after some degree, it's coming, and then he develops the attachment with the jiva, the case of Bharat Mahatma. But who would understand that it's not bhakti? Oh yes, this is compassion. You will not show mercy to this living entity like that, but this is Sattva Guna. So this is thing, this is not pure. Or we know the case of Indradumna Maharaj and the pastime of Augusta Muni, and later on he turned as elephant and then he showed the lotus flower he offered to Vishnu and Vishnu appeared to him. So how is it possible? Just in one life it's not possible. One lifetime it's not possible to come to that higher state. But even for him it is said that he was in the Bhavavastha platform when he turned like this. So these are all teaching for us. We should understand Bharat Maharaj or Indradumna Maharaj. For themselves, they were never affected, but they just demonstrated for us that even at such a stage, if you get entangled in the so-called compassion, which is nothing but symptom of sattva guna, nothing to do with bhakti, and you may get entangled in the whole affair. We should always understand the real compassion is if we can change one's heart from Maya towards Krishna, that is a real compassion. And even if we are doing some kind of such helping to others, it should be done with full detachment. There should not be any attachment in that. We should not later on develop asakti. We should not develop that kind of thing. We should not develop any detachment later on in the whole affair. So that's why these people, even they don't want to become Atmaram. They kick this Atmaram. Who is Atmaram? Those who derive pleasure in their own self. No. These devotees, they are so exalted, they want Krishna to roam in their heart, to wander in their heart. And they want themselves to wander in Krishna's heart like that. They want this kind of Atmaram. So, let nothing go from brothers like that. Anyway, the incident of Ambarish and Durvasa we hear, and then Durvasa insulted Ambarish, and then later on running for his rescue, he went to different person, and the last one came to Vishnu, and Vishnu said, "I'm bhakti paradhina, what I can do? I'm controlled by my devotees. I can't help it, you have to go back to them." Therefore, we have to begin serving Guru and Vaishnavas with this Shraddha, with this faith. Not in Sambram Bhav, in Vishrambha Bhav. We should try to serve Guru in Vishrambha Bhav. And then gradually it will turn and all the nasas will go off and then Nishtha will come and Ruchi Asakti gradually go through the uplifting ourselves so fast. But we should be careful. The entire process, anywhere along the line, if you develop any material attachments or any desires or any expectations, then you will drown yourself. Vishambhava, it could be Sambhrama, when you're serving with so much of even reference mood. So much even reference. Oh, he's so high and you're so low, you're so fallen, and then you're serving him in the dasa mood. Vishambha means it's more intimate. More intimate. Vishambhava means more intimate.
Sambhrama.
So that doesn't mean you don't give respect to your Guru and all that. That will always stay, but it will be more intimate now. You will be knowing his inner desires, what actually wants, like that. This is Vishram. So these devotees who are called Mahatpurush, they are always absorbed in the leader. For example, now, what they would be thinking in this time? Superficially, they will be just looking or sitting or doing something, but where their heart is at this time? Their heart at the moment is in Javata. What their heart is doing in Javata? Because Krishna, after doing cow grazing, after taking the cows, and he's coming back, he's coming from the side of Javata. And then from there he'll be coming near to Pavan Sarovar, and there all the cows and sakhas, they'll be cows will be drinking water, and one cowherd boyfriend playing like this and making feeling to Krishna, and Krishna giving him, and gopis are there on some side. And the whole atmosphere is there, and so much wonderful, and millions of things wandering there, and all the different powers and feelings coming in the heart of Guru Mahatma. They're on this level. And on this side, everybody preparing themselves, Mother Yashoda, and everybody, Krishna will be coming at this time. So their heart in this, do they have time for any outward things, any external consciousness? No, not at all. These kind of Mahatpurush are also called Bhagavat Pradhan. Just like we say Bhagavat, somebody's Mahabhagavat and Bhagavat, this is Bhagavat Pradhan. They are supreme among Bhagavat also. And this is called pleasure. This is the definition of pleasure. And that's why it's Sanatana Goswami here. Sanatana Goswami here, we can call him as Bhagavat Pradhan. He is even Mahat among the Mahat. That is the position. And their heart is like that. Krishna even doesn't want to leave that place. Krishna doesn't want to leave that place. Don't think it's easy to call Krishna in your heart and to make him stay in your heart. Is it that easy? No, Krishna doesn't stay with anybody. But because the devotees have given up everything else and they have bound his lotus feet with a strong bond of attachment for him, and they have so much bhavas and prema to offer him, they doesn't let him go. He doesn't have, they don't give him time to go off. And who is in our heart? Brahmaya. Paramatma as Vishnu. Of course, we are covered, but Paramatma is there. He is also Kala and I'm talking Vishnu. Like that kind of, and he is just Vishnu. It's a Vishnu, evidence. It's looking everything, what you're doing, that's all. Nothing doing with you, but just notion. Paramatma now. But who was in the heart of Billamandal Thakur? One who was having feather on his head.
Who was having?
Feather on his head.
Feather?
Yeah, feather on his head. He was in the heart of Balamandal Thakur.
Oh.
Having more pankha. Krishna was there in his heart. So, who could be in the heart of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? We can understand that. So, that's why they are able to bound Krishna in their heart. Or, what shall we say? Devotees keep Krishna in their heart, or Krishna stays in their heart? What's the actual accurate line? Krishna doesn't stay there, but devotees keep them in his heart. They don't let him go anywhere else, except their heart. They say, you have stolen everything of ours. Dukul. You have Dukul, ekul, ukul, chod. You have theft our this dynasty, that dynasty. You have theft our everything. You have stolen everything. So we don't have anything else except you. So you have to stay here. Like that. But what to say of our position, then this calm, growth, indoop, improvement desires, desire for pratishtha, name, fame and money. So where Krishna? We don't have any place for Krishna in our heart. So how can Krishna come in here? Even to come to Madhyamitakar is not so easy. Because in Madhyamitakar you develop Vivek. What is Vivek? You strongly know the definition of bhakti. What is bhakti? You know it without any doubt. And you are following it. And all the tattvas, maya tattva, jeev tattva, bhakti tattva, bhagavat tattva, all etc. All these tattvas are very much clear in your heart. And you don't have any doubt in this. So it's not easy to come to that level. And just like Krishna, he doesn't want to come out from Vrindavan. Similarly, he doesn't want to leave the heart of these people. And there he stays with so much satisfaction, pleasure and param anand he tries this. And then, in other words, his effort is one who has killed Aghasura. So the destroyer of Aghasura, they capture this destroyer of Aghasura in their heart with their pranaya. Pranaya means love. They capture him with this. What is this Agha? Agha means paap ka vek. Just like we have this vata vek, mantra krodh vek, similarly, the desire to commit sin. This intense tendency to commit sin is called agha. So Krishna is the killer of this akasura. And how he is liberative, how merciful is Krishna? He killed him and he gave him mukti. Why? Because as long as he will have this body, he will definitely commit sin. So he completely disentangled him from this prison of body and is completely free. He is such a merciful Lord. Now he will not take any birth and no question of committing sins anymore. And as you earlier said, just like a mother is having so much compassion for the child, so what to say of Krishna? He has million times more parental affection for the living entity and for his devotee especially. And in this word, the word has been used as sa bhavati. So sa means ekvachan, means singular, not two. So this has a very special meaning. Meaning making the whole thing very unique and rare, very unique. That means this kind of sadhus would be maybe one in the entire world, not more than that. So special. Koti koti. Among the Vaishnavas also, million Vaishnavas, and you would be one among them. And especially in Kali Yuga, it is difficult. You can't find like that. But today we can say because Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali Yuga, and then his successors like Prabhu Damodar, Rai Ramanand or Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, these kind of people, they are Mahabharata. They are even greater than what the saints we are hearing there, hearing here the qualities of these saints. These people are even greater than that because they are the personal associates of the Lord. And who are they? They can even teach to Mahaprabhu. Vishakha and Sai Ramana, he can even teach. And who controls Mahaprabhu? Swarup Damodara. He controls Mahaprabhu. And who is one who knows what is the heart of Mahaprabhu and then he spreads that desire of Mahaprabhu all around the world? Rupa Goswami. So they know, they're so special. They know just like this lion and tiger. Can you find them in all forests? Can you see them in Madhuban, Talban, all these places? No, you're not. Even in the deep forest also, very rare you'll find the lions and tigers. Like that, these devotees are so special. You can't find them anywhere in Africa. They're very special, very rare. And even if you get them, how will you recognize them? That's a big question. How can you say that you will be able to see them? Just like a diamond is there, anybody and everybody can't see. Only Johari, those who are the jewelers, they can understand. So those who have mercies and mercy of these Vaishnavas, they would be able to understand. or Vaishnavas of such a high standard will be able to understand them also, or real Vaishnavas in other sense. And it is said in Nimi Navyugendra Samvad also from Bhagavad, they are saying that first of all, this having the human form of life is very real. You can't have easily this human form. And in this human form of life, having dham vas or connection with dham and hearing harikatha in the association of sadhus is again very real. And then when you have come in the proper line and taken diksha, or you are seriously trying to follow, this is again very real. Unique among themselves also. Now what to say when we are hearing that they say, okay, you may be able to have darshans of the Lord by some means, okay, somehow or another coincidence or something, you may be able to take the darshan, but to have the darshans of the devotees of the Lord, very, very difficult. And those saintly people, what kind of saintly people? Who are having this special desire to serve the eternal couple, or Srimati Radhika and Krishna in their boat personally. Those people who have such desire in their heart and they are doing such kind of sadhana bhajan, what to say about the uniqueness and rarity of this kind of saintly people? Very, very rare, very rare. And that's why it's being advised here that we should be very serious in our attempt for this, in our endeavor for this bhakti, because you've got this human life, and when you will get some kind of sadhu, and when you'll be able to understand them, and when you'll be able to identify them, and when you'll be able to follow them, in their whole time, anytime you can leave your body also. Shan Bangu, what to say about this? And then you need a lot of time to change your chitta vritti, change your tendencies, move them from Maya towards Krishna. You need a big effort for that. And this is only possible if you are able to have association of the devotees who are very dear to Krishna. Devotees like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, is he not dear to Krishna? Yes, he is very much dear. But Srila Prahlada Maharaj is even more dear to him. He's very special. But Hanuman is even more dear to him. More dear to him. And we know Arjuna. Arjuna's wife, they are serving Krishna. Krishna's wife, they are serving Arjuna. Lying down on one bed. So he is even more dear to Krishna. But what about Uddhava? Uddhava is more dear to Krishna. And what Uddhava is saying? Uddhava is saying, I may have the foot dust of the smallest gopi of Braj. So even that gopi is so dear to Krishna. And among that gopis, Ashtasakti is just so special and dear to Krishna. And among them also two, and then Shinsira is the more dear to Krishna. Like that. So anybody who have desire to become Dasi of Srimati Radhika, and he is doing sadhana bhajan in this world like that, so to find such kind of sadhu, where is it possible? Very difficult. And there you can have darshans of such a powerful saint. Only when you have a heavy amount of sukritis. No, we should not just have sukritis. Sukritis is very primary thing. You have to have an intense desire for that. Then only you will be able to see such kind of people, not otherwise. If you say just because you have done some charities and some austerities in your last life and you are able to see, no, they say that it could be a cause of some devotional service, but bhakti, but not the kind of bhakti we want for braja. These things, austerity and charity, could be the cause of Vaidhi bhakti, not any other bhakti. But braja bhakti is only possible if you have mercy with any Vaishnava. And you are following, then dan can be defined as serving the Vaishnavas or giving charity in the service of Vaishnavas. Or brat austerity, we can mean ekadashi, one who is performing ekadashi, and not just like karmi jnani, but he is performing ekadashi by the single purpose of having the mood of one of the associates of braja. Then these kind of austerities and charities can bring you braj bhakti, not any other kind of normal bhakti, charities or austerities. And just like we know this, Goswamis, they were following very strictly Sankhya Purvak Nama Gana Nathili, like that. And just like Mother Yashoda, they are following Ekadashi and they are following this brothers, like that. We have to have desire, then we can develop these things. Or just like home means what? Swaha. When you are doing Gopal Mantra, in the last you are saying Swaha. So, but you have to understand the Gopal Mantra, praying for it, and asking for the mercy of mantra, and then in a particular mood, devoting, surrendering yourself to Krishna, and then saying Swaha yourself in the Gopal Mantra. Then it is said Om. This kind of Om can bring you bhakti.
This
and
kind of what?
Om.
Om.
Om means Swaha.
Om.
Just like Tapa means performing of charity, Dan means giving charity. Om is another means of process. So this is giving yagyas, they do Om like that. Now, jap. What kind of jap will you do perform? Just like Krishna on Radha Kund is saying Radhe 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 Radhe, and he's doing japa. That intense mood is there if in our japa, then this japa can bring you bhakti. And while doing mantra, our mind should not go in 10 different directions, but we are remembering of Gurudev, we are remembering of Krishna Mahaprabhu saying, Hey Gurudev, Hey Mahaprabhu, Hey Krishna, please appear in my heart, please manifest yourself in our heart, in my heart. And then you get deep and you get absorbed in this prayer. Then you can drive this kind of thing, not otherwise. And you have so much sanyam. Sanyam means equal heart, equal vision, control, dharya. This is their patience. And it's also said in Yoga Vasishtha also, Janamantar Sahasrishu, that after millions of lifetimes, when the living entity has performed all different kind of yajnas, tapasyas, and hom and swadhyaya and all other things as mentioned earlier, and then due to following all these processes, their heart has become pure, devoid of all contaminations, everything is clear, then Krishna Bhakti comes in their heart. So it's not easy to become. Then you become eligible to perform bhakti for Krishna, not otherwise. So we should understand, if anybody's heart is missing this bhakti, means if somebody is devoid of this bhakti, then he is a sinner, in simple words, he is papi. If one is not having this, we should understand it clearly. Because it's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Bahu koti janme yadi karinam shravan taputana pave krishna pade premadhan, means if you are chanting and you are not driving the tears of ecstasy in your eyes, that means so much aparadha is there, so much anartha is there from so much lifetime. Because if devotion or bhakti would stay in your heart, then your heart would become melted like butter. Melted, so soft, and you would cry in tears of ecstasy for Krishna. Yes, Krishna Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur, they have written so much bhajan, keeping in view our position, they have written these very wonderful realizations in their bhajan. So, Atma Gyan or Paramatma Gyan or Tap Gyan, Samadhi, all these things, they can only be sadhan for bhakti. They can only be means to achieve bhakti if they are done in the guidance of Vaishnava, not otherwise. Independently performing all these activities will not bring you bhakti. And the Gyan which we hear in Bhagavad Gita also, it is avantar of bhakti, means this is external dress of bhakti, it's not the inner, nothing to do with inner. Inner is when Krishna is saying the dami buddhi yoga. What kind of? Priti one. When one is having priti in his heart for me, continues, then he will give buddhi. So you have a bhajan when you're doing on your own, and then you do bhajan when Krishna gives you buddhi. There's two different stages, and there's a big difference in that. Then your bhajan starts when Krishna gives you buddhi. So, when we are doing our own bhajan, that will not bring us any perfection, and we will not achieve any success in that. But when Krishna bestows his mercy on us, he gives us bhakti, he gives us buddhi yoga by seeing our endeavors, and when he sees that we have some truth in our heart, when we do that bhajan, that will bring perfection to our goals in our attempt, in our endeavor for having this bhakti in our heart. Goals and